Hi, everybody. We're here again, and today is Wednesday, the 26th of September, 2012. Tonight is our self-empowerment show, so if you have any self-empowerment healings that you've had and you'd like to talk about them, by all means, please call in. And nice if you could call in to talk about a healing that you have had dealing with self-empowerment, especially the self-empowerment bundle that we kind of have up there with all those different clearings on it. So we'll see if Carrie's out there. So Carrie,
I'm here. Yeah, hi Ron, and good evening everybody. So here we are on a Wednesday night on BBS. We're on station one, and it's September 26, 2012, so probably lots of the samples that Ron might do on the show today, or a good portion of them, will work. If you're listening to an archive, I mean, they'll work. If you're live, they obviously will all work. And if you would like to call in on a self-empowerment issue, here are the phone numbers. So if you're in the U.S. or Canada, toll-free is 888-627-6008. I see that's been typed in on the fast chat. Thank you for doing that. 888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, you can try area code 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. And we do actually have a couple of questions, Ron. Brian is wondering, he says, if we had no DNA, would it be impossible for timelines to run through us?
If you had, I don't think I'm on very many timelines out there, so I would say, if you had no DNA activated, that would probably be correct, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't feel the timelines.
Yeah, and you're saying that would be the same case for us then. If we were able to clear out our DNA, let's say with all these seven generational clearings that you have on the website, which if any of you are new is creationlightship.com, creation, LIGHTSHIP, creationlightship.com. So if we cleared our DNA out that way, Ron, you're saying timelines would not run through us either?
More than likely, yes.
Okay.
So it's something to look at. I don't know if it would be done, but I would say that's probably correct if you had no DNA and you're, you know, no longer wanted, you know.
I see. Okay. So the next question is about our psychic billboard, and Lester is asking if you would explain how the billboard works. So maybe you can, just in case there's anybody new, you can just explain what our psychic billboard is. It's something we've all got, and then you can talk about how it works.
Now, your billboard is what you are transmitting to people. We could call it maybe even subconsciously, okay? So you don't know what you're transmitting, and you wonder how things get drawn to you. Remember, you live on a planet here, and this planet deals with cause and effect, which means that whatever you're thinking, since they gave you mind, the aliens gave you mind energy, so your thoughts are controlling your reality. And are they your thoughts or somebody else's thoughts? That's another way to look at it, because you may have a thought, but it may not be your own. So are you being controlled by other people's thoughts, which is probably a yes? And that's why we have that on the billboard, so you can release it. So this is what people kind of say, well, if you put out good vibrations, you're going to draw good vibrations back to you. Well, that kind of makes sense. May not always be 100% correct that way, but people are reading your billboard. And by doing so, they are bringing to you what you want to experience. And you may not even know what it is, okay? So, yes, the billboard is used. It's a dark side energy that the dark side is controlling you, mind controlling you, and this is the way the billboard works, because they put in there, enter into that billboard, what you are going to experience. And whether you like it or not, that's kind of how it works. Very unfortunate, but you don't know anything about it unless you begin to change it. And this is the way you can do so, is to get on and do the billboard clearing. You put into that where you are, you know, what you want to change, which is what people are thinking of you. And then you also enter into that, you know, what you want to change into. So it's like before and after. And you have to keep monitoring the billboard, because if you don't monitor it, then you're not going to know where you are. So you want to watch people's reactions to you. People's reactions to you are what you're bringing into your life. So you definitely want to tabs on that and see what people do and how they change towards you. So that's the whole process. So back to you.
Okay. So if you're interested in doing that clearing, it's $20 for a month, and you can go on it as many times as you would like, 24/7, through the website, creationlightship.com. And it's called the Psychic Billboard Mind Projection Clearing. Excuse me. Psychic Billboard Mind Projection Clearing. And it's also part of the $50 basic bundle in the Prosperity Empowerment Clearing. And you get the Self-Empowerment one in that too. And there are two others. And I'm trying to pull up the list. I'm sorry I didn't get it up in time. But there's... I'll get that in a minute and read that out in a sec. In the meantime, Ron Harvey has a question, and Harvey is wondering, what is a natal barcode? What is a natal barcode?
That's what they put on you when you're born. So you have a tracking, unfortunately, a tracking situation with you when you're born, and this is what... that they're connecting to you with. So it's just a way that you can be tracked and have your thoughts that you're having be controlled. So it's just a way that they track you. That's what it would be, actually.
Okay. And then, of course, there's the natal barcode clearing that we can clear, actually, oodles of things on, but the first ones to do would be your name and your date of birth. It does letters in the alphabet. There are so many uses for that clearing, but the basic initial one, I guess, that you put it up for, Ron, was to clear our birthday, our date of birth, and it does it from left to right and right to left, and does that with your name as well, and you can do your social security number and your telephone number and your driver's license number and, you know, any numbers and letters that sort of tag you specifically as an individual. And I know in the past, Ron, you've said we can do it for things like that we had when we were kids, like chicken pox and stuff, and there was something that came up on a show the other night that you were suggesting we can use it for, and I'm blanking on what that was. I don't know if you remember. I think it might have been Monday night. Do you remember what that was? It was something new you were saying we could do it for, or something that I think I didn't know.
I can't recall it. So.
No, I can't either. Maybe if any of you were listening and you remember, you could type that in for Harvey. Harvey, hopefully that's clear. If you have any other questions, do type those in or call in if you would like. And then, Ron, we have a message. Pete in Australia is having trouble with the fast chat, so he sent me a question elsewhere, and he's asking the following. He's flying to another country soon, and he's not sure he's going to have access to your website to do clearing, so he's wondering, what should I do besides charging objects so I can be at peace while I am away?
Boy. That's a good one. Do you have anything for that, Carrie, what you would think?
Well, I would do a lot of commanding of my body and my spirit. Do the Be Here Now exercises, do the Mind to Heart Drop, auric protection, you know, the shrink wrap increase my life force energy, all the tools that you've given us that are separate from the clearings on the website. The other thing is you can leave, if it's possible, to leave a computer on while you're gone with the monitor up for as long as possible, you, at least for the first day or so. You could probably cover yourself by I know you'll be gone for more than a day or so, but with a photo of yourself in front of the monitor and have whatever clearing or clearings you would like up, you know, and set the timer for the maximum amount of minutes.
Yeah. That would be good.
And what else? I'm sure you'll try to get to a computer when you can, or an internet cafe for a little top-up or something. What else? I'm trying to think. What about if... I don't know if Pete has any of your light beam pictures that you sell at the expos and through your website, but that might be an idea too. Would that work, Ron? I don't know if a light beam picture would want to be squished in a suitcase and then taken out later. I don't know, but would that help to travel with that?
I think it might. A lot of people do put them up, so I don't see why not. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I don't know when you're leaving, Pete, but if you have time to order one of those, they're just $10, I think. And if you don't, maybe you can order one and have it sent to wherever you're staying out of town. And Ron could charge that for you and pop it in the mail, and you could have that with you. Yeah, so those are the ideas. If anybody else has any other ideas, that would be great, too. So, okay. All right, let's have a look here. I'm just scrolling through to see if we have any other... okay, so the nasal barcode removal is $50 at clearing. And Marcy is saying that it's an unlimited clearing when you buy it. Is that right, Ron?
I believe it is, yes. Uh-huh.
I think it is, too. Okay. Okay, so I'm not seeing any other... Oh, yes. Annette says she has a headache, and are you able to ease the pain for her on her headache?
Okay, here we go, everybody. So one, two, three... 4, 5, wow, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, let's just see if that has helped out at all. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. And we have a couple of suggestions for Pete. Spirit is reminding us all, if we leave our computer up for clearings when we're not in, to turn off the automatic updates from Microsoft. I guess those can pop on the screen and obliterate the picture, completely cover the picture of the light being. So if you do go that route, Pete, or any of us, to turn those off. And then the other thing somebody's mentioning about putting their picture, that they're going to have their picture in the light infusion chamber. Oh, Cheryl, here we are. I'm going to have my picture in the light infusion chamber. So depending on the dates that you're away, Pete, you could send Ron a photo of yourself. There are two expos coming up. Ron's going to be in L.A. the first weekend in October, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the third weekend, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he'll be in New York at the New Life Expo, and the Life Infusion Chamber will be up for both of those. And if those coincide with your trip, you could have a picture of yourself in there. And that, I would imagine, would add protection too, Ron, would it not?
I would assume it would help, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So, that's another idea.
Or you could send me an email of his picture, too, and we could print it out. We'd do a PayPal link on that also, you know, if you wanted to.
Yeah. Okay.
We haven't left yet, so if you wanted to send a picture and then, you know, do a PayPal for $100, and we can put that right into the booth in either L.A. or, New York.
Okay. Oh. All right, wonderful. Okay. So, okay, I'm just scanning down here looking for the next questions. Okay. Sylvia is asking, since I'm late in the month, how can I get the conference bonus? So late in the month, I assume, Sylvia, that means that you haven't been on the first two Sunday calls, but you're interested in coming on to the last one, which is this coming weekend. So the way to get the conference bonus, and I'm assuming by that you mean the free clearings that Ron's giving away, the Mind Matrix bundle, I think the way to get that is just to pay the $200, right, Ron? And you'll be on the light ship for a week till the end of the month, and then you'll get all those clearings that are in the giveaway.
That'll work, and just send me an email that you paid for it and that you would like to have that bundle.
All right. So... okay, so Pete is saying, nice idea, will do, great, leaving 1st of October to the 22nd. Okay, all right, well, that's good. That's good, you'll get covered. Okay, so I'm refreshing my fast chat here. Okay, all right, I'm scanning down for questions. Okay, so Harvey has another barcode question now, and Harvey is wondering what the 2012 Ascension barcode is.
Okay, that's if you get connected to energies that would, well, basically you hear about something about 2012, wherever you heard it, okay? Once you heard it, then... probably going to be connected to the alien life forms, and they will energetically hook up to you. You want to get that off of you. So whatever you hear about 2012, which, you know, I don't know if it's much of a buzzword anymore. People still talk about it, especially at the expos. But you may not be hearing it too much because kind of like, it feels like, you know, been there, done that, sort of, you know, but people are still winding up about it. I get emails about mass meditations and this and that. So basically, you hear about that, even though you may just have a deaf ear, it's possible that you could be getting hooked up to those critters out there, and you don't want that. So... a clearing can help to get this off of you. That's what it's for.
Okay, and I believe it's $50 now. It used to be more, and you reduced the price. And you've also added the drop-down box, Ron, with all the different alien races that may have put a barcode on us. So it used to be a smaller clearing, and now it's a much bigger clearing for a lot less money. Since we're almost at that end of 2012 here, unbelievably, that's a good one to do. So Javi's saying, asking if you could explain what's going on. Okay, why would we need that? Is it more important than the natal barcode? Okay, so if you can, I mean, then they're very different barcodes with different functions in a sense. So I guess Harvey's wondering which one would be best to do of those two, which is more important.
The natal one you can use to get rid of things off of your name and numbers and letters. So that one's very, very good. The other one, is to get you disconnected from what could be coming down the pike. So it's, I would probably do the natal one, I think, only because you may be able to get rid of some energies that are connecting to you. And that's the only reason why I say that, is because you can get these things off of you that may not be good for you. Make sense, Carrie?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know. They're kind of both important, but if you're trying to figure out where to begin, probably the natal barcode is the place to begin, just because you can get the planets off you that are controlling you astrologically with your natal chart. And we all have a lot of energy on our own names, and you can get that removed. It's kind of a, I don't know how to describe which is more important, but I guess that would be where I might start.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, but yeah. So Sharina has sent an email over to CLS, let's see, BBS Radio Tuesday. Now, there isn't a BBS Radio show on Tuesday, so I'm hoping this is just a typo for Wednesday and that you're listening, Sharina. So she's saying, please, Ron, could you do a healing for my tooth extraction today? So she's asking if you can do some samples maybe for a trauma, release the toxins in the anesthetic, remove any entities that came into me at the dentist's office. So,
hey, so if anybody's had any problems with their teeth, this will be, inside of your mouth, gums, teeth, tooth related. Here we go. So one, release these energies. Two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And let's see here. Let's get rid of entities. So, releasing them, so stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ron. So somebody's typed in for us what is in the Prosperity Jumpstart. Not the deluxe. There's a bit more in that. But for the $50, you get the self-empowerment clearing, which on its own is $50 if you buy that on its own. And then the psychic billboard clearing and the prosperity empowerment clearing and the whole life poverty clearing. So that's what I was searching for in my brain a little bit ago. Those are the four clearings that are that come with the first level, the $50 level of the prosperity jumpstart. So I think I misread Harvey's question about why would we need these barcodes, and I think it's a typo. I think Harvey was probably typing in why would we need those, and who would need that? So basically the answer, and Ron, jump in if you want to hear, but who would need it is everybody. We all have the natal barcode on us. And we all have barcodes on us that are to do with the 2012 ascension. So we do all need these clearings. Do you want to add anything, Ron?
That's basically it. Yeah, we all need them. So, I don't know what else to say. You know, these clearings, all the clearings on the website, I won't say everybody needs all of them, but if you look at them and you have issues there, that's after you do your emotional clearing, that is. So don't look at it and get frozen in space, you know, because you think got to get all of these clearings. So by all means, you probably don't, but there are issues that are there that people have, and that's the reason why so many clearings is because people have different things. But you just look at yourself. You don't have the same problems that your neighbor probably has, unless there's a common problem like a barking dog and it's bothering both of you. But, you know, aside from that, they have a different life plan, storyline. So you want to get rid of, you know, the storyline that you're dealing with, and these are the energies that's in your DNA that's causing you to respond a certain way. That's basically kind of it in a nutshell. So you need to have emotional whole lifetime clearing, and then from there you see what you may need after that. That's why there's so many clearings, because people requested to have additional clearings, and or I had to push them up because I had a lot of people asking about them and I needed to do something to help people. So that's like what the bundles are. So the bundles are there because people do need no help. So,
okay.
Back to you, Carrie.
All right. And Mossy is asking, can the nano clearing be done with the specialty clearing? I think probably that is the special clearing. And I know that you've mentioned before that we should probably run the nano clearing on its own, I think. I think that's what you said. I did that a while ago now, but I'm pretty sure you've told us that should be done on its own because it can be pretty heavy.
Yes, it can, uh-huh.
But probably maybe when we're done, we could use the special clearing to help if we're feeling ill from it. It was pretty heavy for most people for the beginning portion of it, the time period from now back 100 or 200 years. Now we had, let me pull this back up again. We had a question over at CLS Questions from Heidi, and she's asking about the cellular mental clearing. Now, this is one of the ones that comes in the Mind Matrix bundle that Ron's been giving away this month for everybody that's on the Sunday intensives. And she's wondering what it does, and can use the special incidents box for if more clearing is needed.
What's that one again, Carrie?
I'm sorry, I just got a beep. Special, I missed what you said.
The special clearing, why you would want to have that one? Is that what the...
No, the cellular mental clearing Heidi's asking about, which is in the bundle that you're giving away this month.
Yeah, that sort of is... Your cellular mental is somehow how everything is connected to you. And it's kind of hard to describe that clearing. I'll do a sample here. Kind of feel it if you would.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So here's a sample of that one. Some of these clearings sort of have the same, maybe the name to them, or they sound similar. They are all different. So here we go. One, two, getting a little dizzy. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. My body's feeling strange. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm feeling my arms here. I'm getting like pressed back in my seat. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's see if we got any comments from people out there. Definitely, like makes, for me, it makes my body like rock and roll in here. So it is a pretty heavy-duty clearing. Everybody must be feeling something out there, I would imagine. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to find the text for that clearing to read it out, and it is not, oh, wait, is this it? I think I may have found it, because I know it was really interesting the way you described it to me when we were putting together the bundle. I think what you were describing was, okay, here it is. Shall I just read this out? That might be easier.
That'd be great.
Okay, so this is a very interesting clearing that can be can have a huge impact on your life as a preventative action to block future issues or illness. Think of it as placing a roadblock between you, the healthy person, and the diseases or issues lurking in your inherited DNA. After you complete the whole life portion of this page, use the special incident box to write issues or diseases you know run in your family. This roadblock is placed between the messages that your RNA hears out in the world, the mind matrix program triggers from society, the media, etc. So between that and the dormant issues in your DNA waiting to be triggered. So basically, we can use this clearing, Ron. What you're saying here is we can use this clearing to silence anything that's in our DNA and prevent it from being triggered.
That sounds about right to me, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then the other paragraph on here, this was written kind of when the bundle was being put together. So it says, it is recommended that you also do the mind matrix barcode clearing and the orb clearing in conjunction with this mental cellular clearing. The orb and jellyfish energies play a big role in your cellular memory, and clearing these will be of great benefit. To clear jellyfish energies, use the alien attack clearing or come on the CLS monthly intensives. And then if you have an issue that is already active in your life, it is recommended that you use one of the listed seven-generation clearings or the generic seven-generation clearing. So that's the story there. Let me close this out now and get myself back to the fast chat. So that was really heavy for you, huh, Ron? So,
Yeah, it actually still is. I feel like I got about 100 pounds on my chest.
Wow, really?
Like laying back now.
Wow. So does that now when you do a sample of it, where in us are you clearing? Are you clearing a time period? Because we didn't really talk about it in terms of time, or are you just sort of?
It's just clearing out stuff. Things
okay.
That are connected and attached. So. You have all the DNA is there, like flags waving, you know, waiting to find a home, you know. And it needs something to connect to. And the aliens see that, and they grab your DNA, which is your learning lessons and experiences here, and then they hop on board, and they go on to, and then you go into timelines with them as the abduction process. So that's the problem.
Okay, so people are Harvey's asking what the bundle is. So the bundle is called the Mind Matrix Bundle, and there are four clearings in that. It will be available on its own as a bundle. I'm not sure that it is right now, but it will be. But this month, September, Ron has been giving it away to everybody that is on the monthly intensives. Then those cost $200. You can come on at any point this month and get this bonus bundle. So as the person, I don't remember your name, I'm sorry, was asking at the beginning, if they've missed the other two, can they still come on and how do they get the bundles? You can do it that way if you want, or you can buy the bundle on its own when that goes up on the website. I think it is up, but I don't think it has a price attached to it yet. So it has whole life clearings. The mental cellular is a whole life, plus there's the incident box. And then the orb clearing is a whole life. So just right there, most of us would be saving a lot of money just with those two clearings. And then there's a month or 6 weeks worth of the alien attack page. And also the Mind Matrix barcode. So it's a really pretty amazing bundle. Great savings for all of us. Thank you, Ron. So let's see here. Carrie, which clearing did you read the details on? So the details that I just read, that's from the mental cellular mental clearing about the roadblock part, roadblocks in your DNA. That was for that clearing. So let's see, somebody else is saying they are dizzy, and what were you clearing? So Ron did a sample of the mental cellular clearing. That's what's making people dizzy, it looks like. I'm just looking back to see. Yeah, Cammie's saying the room is going round and round. Oh, dear. Mark is saying feeling a lot of energy in his throat. And Romney is saying, I feel like I weigh a ton right now. Carter is dizzy and wondering why. So you want to explain, Ron, why people get dizzy with some of the clearings?
Just the energies. That's all that it is. That's about all I can tell you. It, you know, stuff happens, and that's not good at times. Or really not good, because we shouldn't have anything wrong with us. This is what's happening, is that these clearings are getting things off of you. So you're feeling dizzy or feeling some type of energy only because things are being taken away from you. So this is a real clearing. Get rid of densities.
Yep. So
your body is integrating more of itself back to itself by doing this here, and the byproduct of that is possibly feeling a little bit dizzy. That's kind of what happens.
Yes. So, okay. Oh, and Jack is saying rock and rolling over here too. Richard, heavy wave hitting me over and over like timelines crashing. And he's asking, is this clearing connected to timelines?
Right now, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. All right.
Couldn't tell you.
So Terry's asking, do the intensive bonuses work until the end of October? I think the bundle does. If you it runs, yes, it does. It runs the Mind Matrix bundle. If you've bought it while on the September intensives, it will work through October, but you can't buy it in October at the moment. So hopefully that makes sense. But those online clearings in the bundle will run through October 30th, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And Annette is saying she loved the clearing and she felt like stuff was removed. That's the mental cellular, Ron, that you just did. So, all right, let me click my little archive button and refresh the fast chat. Okay. Iron Man is wondering, Ron, if you ever get sick or if you have allergies.
No allergies. Get sick. Possibly, but normally not. In fact, you probably have all heard me in all the programs. Years, and I'm never sick. So, not in my constitution or whatever to deal with that stuff. No, I don't. I don't need to get sick. So, I don't know what else to say. So, do I ever get sick? I would probably say no.
Yep.
You've known me for a few years, Carrie. You ever heard me sick on the program?
No, no. You just feel crummy when you're running gunk out of us. That's the only time that you don't feel good. But on your own, separate from us, you're always fine.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, when there's a heavy clearing that you're doing or on the 8-hour calls, you know, you might feel yucky. You get the body sensations often that we're getting because you're running what's in us. So that would be the only thing that could really be described as you not feeling good is because you're dealing with all our crap. But on your own, no, I've never known you to be sick.
I can't remember the last time I was sick, so.
Yeah.
Probably was, but I don't normally get sick.
No. No. So, all right. So we have about 10 minutes left, 11 minutes left on the show. I'm trying to see if there are any more questions here. I don't see anything else on the fast chat, and I'm just hopping over to the...
we could do some clearing. Any clearings that we haven't done for quite a while?
Let me think about that for a second. We do have a question that I'll read out to you. Okay, this is to do with, okay, would it be best to get a body x-ray at the airport? So if you have to go to the airport and get exposed to the radiation or be completely touched and patted down and slimed, basically. So what do you think, Ron? Should we get a groping from the TSA people, or should we get zapped with the... Some of them are x-rays. Some of them I know I went through. Actually, I did the pat-down thing and then cleared myself. But some of them are radio waves. I think one of the ones that I was in recently.
I can't really... I don't even know what I'll be doing when I go through, so I don't know.
I did the pat-down a few weeks ago and then just went online and did the entity clearing and the alien attack page for being touched that day and ran both those. That's what I chose to do. It's a tough one because both are not great. If you have the entity and the alien attack page, that's the way I lean, is getting the pat-down and, you know, avoiding the other stuff because we don't really have clearings for x-rays and all that, and we're bombarded with so much in that arena anyway. So
let's do a clearing here for since the lady had her tooth pulled or something. Let's do one for inside of our mouth. So here we go. This normally helps everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's get rid of some alien critters inside of your mouth. So get a mirror out, everybody. See what's wiggling around in there and see some. So here we go. So going up into quarantine. Here we go. What we do on the 8-hour call. So we'll see if we can get rid of some stuff that could be bugging you there. Or crawling inside of you or something. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Boy, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, let's do another clearing here. And we'll work with the scarabs that normally would be like on your forehead. Take those off. Here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to do that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll do the mind a heart drop to help everybody out a little bit there. So here we go, dropping your thoughts that you have into your heart where they become neutralized. So you're not going to be able to think when you're in your heart. And remember, there's no duality in your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. Think of an elevator. Have to command your spirit to help you out with this here. Otherwise, you're in darkness doing it. Remember, most people will say they're heart-centered. They're in the heart center of the darkness. You don't want to be there. Here we go. Dropping down. Commanding your spirit to bring you into your heart, which is source energy. Spirit has with it. Dropping down. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Boy, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be pretty much heart-centered now. And try to think. And naturally, you will be trying because you won't be able to do it. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So, Anne is wondering if we could get some sleepy water charged up. So,
everybody get a glass of water. And if you don't have one right now, don't jump out and trip. Just get it normal speed. And when you get it, we'll charge it up here. And it may be getting charged after the program, so that'd be fine, too. Here we go,
okay.
Everybody. So just get it in your hand. This will be for the sleepy water. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Oh, everybody, just kind of enjoy having that water charged. This will help to put you to sleep tonight. Or if you need life force, there too. So here we go. We'll do it again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Ron?
Yep.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. There's another nice testimonial here about timeline crashing. Margaret is saying, in reference to the allergy question from earlier, she says, I crashed 250 allergy timelines and don't have them this year. I know I was abducted on allergy-causing timelines. So that's another nice testimony to the power of that clearing. Well done, Margaret. So 250 timelines, and she's got no allergies this year. That's really great. So Ron, Janice has a question. She's became very dizzy yesterday, and it almost knocked her over, and she's wondering if you know what made that happen, why she became so dizzy.
Yeah, it felt like something like being between two timelines, being bounced back and forth. So let me help you out with that. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. That's kind of what it feels like to me.
Oh, it may be odd.
Yep. Well, you're here and there at the same time.
Yikes. Yep. Okay, so we've just got a minute or two left, and I just wanted to read out that looks like Cindy typed in a reminder that there is you won't be doing the intensives in October, the Sunday intensives, because of the traveling and the expos. So just a reminder to everybody about that. And on the topic of the weekday, during the weekday conference calls, Ron will let everybody know week by week which ones he's going to be able to do. Certainly the Fridays of the first weekend and the third weekend you'll be at the expo, Ron, and the Thursdays of both those days you'll be setting up. So I would imagine both those days are out for those 2 weeks, but we'll see what other days you you can or cannot do those intensives. But I know you said the other day you'll just choose, you'll let people know week by week as we work through October what you can do. And let's see, what else can we do? We're pretty much at the end here. Did you want to say or do anything else, Ron? I have 55 after.
No, just that naturally most people listening probably will not be able to go to the expos because you may not have that availability or the time or maybe too far away. So you can send me a picture if you wish of yourself on an email. Just use PayPal, it's $100, or even just send me a check or money order. Although I need to get it before next Monday, basically. So that way PayPal is probably much easier. But just send that and let me know if you want the picture to be in Los Angeles or to be in New York. Either way, it's the same amount of time in the chamber, basically. It'd be unlimited. So a lot of people do that. If you're interested, that's one way to go in the light chamber. Works. So I guess I'll just say back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. The next BBS show is on Friday on Station 2, and that's 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 Eastern. And then Saturday night on the light ship will be the one after that, also on Station 2, same time. Let's see. Where are we today? What is today? Wednesday. So you've got your decloning call tomorrow night, Thursday, at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. Many of you are on that, but if you're not, it's $20, and you can sign up through Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And then the last of the three Sunday intensives this month, so if you haven't been on the intensive, you still can sign up and get that big old bundle, the Mind Matrix bundle. So that's $200 for the intensives and the bundle thrown in. So I guess that's it, Ron. Thanks for the clearings tonight, and thank you all for your questions. And we'll see you on Friday. Night-night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.